I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
I had lunch with my friend yesterday. That's right. I had lunch with my friend. Guess what? My friend just came back from a seminar in Florida. That's right, a seminar in Florida. What was it on? Individual self-awareness, individual achievement. I'm here to tell you that all of these seminars that have been given in the last 30 years, whether they're by Tony Robbins or some other person, they are just a load of crap. Oh yes, during the seminar, you'll probably cry. You may think about your mother. Usually a good seminar leader can pull you into some tremendous empathetic emotions. But this is all wrong. It's irrelevant. It's a waste of time. And above all, it's not helpful. It screws you up. It doesn't help you up. It doesn't make you better. And I can tell you why. And when I tell you, it'll make so much sense to you, you'll wonder why you spent so much time in these self-help seminars. They may have worked 30 or 40 years ago. If you were from California, you probably remember the EST seminars, EST. If you asked a person, did you go to an EST seminar? Yes, I did. What went on there? I can't tell you. You have to go to your own seminar. See, that was the key. They wanted to keep it a secret. But what went on there is the administrator, the manager, the person on the stage was telling you that you're perfect. This worked. If you were a person that lacks self-confidence and somebody says, you're perfect, that's probably helpful for a while until you leave the seminar and go out into the world, and then you remember what? You remember that you're not perfect. This is the problem with all self-help, self-awareness, self-whatever seminars, is they tell you you're perfect. Now, you know that's not true. And it tells you you can change, and you know that's not true. Quick story. I was a founder of a Silicon Valley company, very successful, funded, that's right, funded by the largest and most successful venture capital firm in the United States by the name of Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield, and Byers. They made all the partners literally billionaires. Gene Kleiner and Tom Perkins were on my board for 7 years. Perkins was one of the wealthiest people in the United States. Gene Kleiner was one of the founders of semiconductor chip. I asked Gene one time, said, I have a problem in my company. And I have this vice president of sales, and he's not working out. He's a good salesman, doesn't work well in a team, had some other issues. And I said, I really need to change him. Oh, Gene Kleiner stopped me right then. What? You're what? I said, well, I need to know how to change him, Gene. Gene was quite a bit older than I was, and of course had experience with many, many, many companies and many, many, many different kinds of people. And the minute I said I tried to change him, that I was trying to make him a better person, a different person, Gene jumped all over me like flies on honey paper. You can't change him. The first Gene said, how old is he? And then Gene just stopped me mid-sentence and says, is he over 12? And I said, yes. Gene said, you can't change him. He is what he is. He's flawed. He's perfect. He's got positives and negatives. But he is what he is. You can't change him. Then what should I do, Gene? Gene said, you need to put him in a position where his strengths are emphasized and his weaknesses are minimized. Now, this was a top-level professional in Silicon Valley making several hundred thousand dollars a year. And not Gene Kleiner. He was making several million dollars a day. The point is that All of these self-help seminars that you go to are geared toward you as an individual. They're geared toward you recognizing what your flaws are and your weaknesses are, and then telling you that you're perfect. Yes, yes, you're 65 years old, but you can go back to law school and become a lawyer even though you don't read very well. And even though you're crippled in both hands, you can go back to school and become a surgeon. See, this is poppycock. I'm flabbergasted by the number of people that flock to these seminars to learn about their self and cry a bit, join hands with the people next to them, and somehow that makes you feel alive. Poppycock. It's not helpful. You're flawed. You know you're flawed. You know your neighbor is flawed. You know most of the people you work with are flawed. And by the way, they're not changing, and neither are you. But there is help. There is an answer. Now, before I tell you the answer, one more point I want to explain. The Greeks had a box of gods. And in the gods, they had all the gods of the Aphrodite, but they had one god, which was the goddess of hope, H-O-P-E, the goddess of hope. That was Pandora. Now, the Greeks always kept Pandora in a box. They were afraid to unlock the goddess of hope. You know why? You know why they were afraid to unlock the goddess of hope? Because they were afraid it would be misused. When you go to an individual self-help seminar, what you're buying is hope. What they're selling is hope. Hope that you can change. Hope that you can become a millionaire simply by following these five easy steps. Step one, find $1 million. Step two, now you're a millionaire. In other words, they're telling you everybody can be somebody else. You can change. If you have a hard time getting up in the morning now at 8 o'clock, after my seminar, you'll get up with a positive energy at 6:30 in the morning. You'll be ready to go. Nope, that isn't going to happen. Look around. People don't change. You're not going to change. However, it is worthwhile for you to know what your strengths and weaknesses are. But what I'm going to tell you is how to attend a seminar that's going to help you do all the things you want to do. And focus on filling the gaps. Filling the gaps. It's a gap-based seminar. It's about you. It's about assessment. But it's gap-based. And it's not based on hope. We don't say, sit around and hope for this. Or, come on, the book Think and Grow Rich? That's just a load of crap. Nobody thinks and grows rich. You might get rich by acting. You might get rich by buying real estate and waiting around till the price goes up. But believe me, if you could sit in a chair at home and just think and grow rich, you'd probably already be rich. To have the time just to be able to sit in a chair and think and grow rich. In other words, yes, if you got $10 million in the bank, you can sit in a chair and think, and your dollars in the bank are growing every day. See, that's hope. The Greeks weren't wrong. The greatest peddlers of hope today are the religions. Now, I'm going to get back to what I'm talking to you about the GAP seminar, but I want you to recognize that you cannot buy hope. You can't be purchased. But that's what most people sell. Every religion sells hope. If you're a Catholic, you hope for heaven. If you're a Buddha, you hope for life after death. If you're a Muslim, you hope to sit at the right hand of somebody and have 70 virgins. I don't know, if you're a woman, how do you work into the Muslim area? Because they don't have it. So every religion has got something about hope. I'm not against hope, I'm for it. But I'm more about action. In the GAP seminars, you learn how to take action. And it's going to be so simple that once I tell you what it is, you'll say, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that before. So I'm going to tell you what it is. You fill the gaps with the people around you. Here's a simple question that I give in my gap seminar. Give me a list of the people you call every day. Most people don't have that list. Well, I call my mom, or I call my brother, or I call my son. No, I mean your gap list. What do you mean by my gap list? Well, we've already established you're a flawed individual, haven't we? And you admit you're flawed. Do you not? Of course you do. So who do you fill the gaps with? I have a list of 5 people. I call them every day. Sometimes I call them 2 and 3 times a day. They fill my gaps. I have certain strengths and certain weaknesses. I use my gap fillers for my weaknesses. I call Joe. Hey, Joe, I got this great idea. I'm going to invest in the whoop-de-doo thing. I'm going to put all my money into it. What do you think I should do? Joe says, I think you ought to give it a second thought. You going to put all your money in it? Yes. See, I'm an impulsive person. I can be a strong leader, but I'm also impulsive. So I'm ready to go all in on every card. But what if I got deuces up and other people have aces up? Well, probably better not go all in. See, one of my gap fillers slows me down on my impulsive decisions. He's a gap filler. Then I call Dan. Hey, Dan, what's going on today? Dan's got an idea a minute. Every minute he's got a new idea. I love it. I listen to him. Innovative ideas. Now, I am analytical. So I throw most of the ideas in the waste paper basket of my brain. But one or two I keep and I work on. He's one of my gap fillers. See, we all have gaps. Don't kid yourself. So what are we talking about here? What's the fundamental concept of the gap filling seminar? It's build your own personal development team. Not coaches, personal development team. What do organizations do? They spend a lot of time determining the right people to put on the right team to get the best results. They spend a lot of time thinking about it. Should Joe be on the team? Should Jack? Should Jill? What's the purpose of the team? Aha! There's a great part of the gap seminar. What's the purpose of your gap fillers? Are they to make you feel good? Maybe. What is the purpose of your list of people? You don't accomplish much personally. Don't kid yourself. Steve Jobs was a great entrepreneur, but he had some wonderful people around him. Think about it. I cannot think of an individual, any entrepreneur, that didn't have a team around them of successful people, of people that filled their gaps. But as an individual, we never think like that. We go home after working on a team at work and don't spend time thinking about our own personal development team. No, not coaching. Not people that listen and give us ideas. It's other people on the team that we rely on to achieve our purpose. What should be your purpose? Maybe you want to get a promotion. So you use your gap fillers to help you determine how to do that. Every team has to have a purpose. So one of the things we do in the gap seminar is we help you develop a purpose. Then we help you develop gap fillers. Who should be on your personal team? You see, this is totally different than the S seminars or the individual seminars where the manager or the stage person looks at you and says, points a finger at you and says, you are perfect. You can do anything. You just have to get up in the morning and follow these 5 steps. No, that's not accurate. Oh, wait a minute. What about all the testimonials? I followed the 5 steps and look at me. Well, there are exceptions to every rule. But to most people, it didn't happen because they didn't have an actionable plan. They had somebody else's plan. So your plan may be just to become a great bowler or to develop a better hobby or something like that. But you need your own personal team to achieve that. I think I've made the point. And I want to close with this concept. The current idea of self-help seminars are individually, they are uniquely focused on you as an individual and selling you hope that you can now do all these things that you always wanted to do. And you can do them by yourself because you are perfect. And we know that's not true. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody on my personal team is perfect. But I have people I call every day. And together, our team is perfect. And that's all for today. I hope I captured all this. Take a listen to it and let me know if it makes sense to you. Signing off.